we saw a church on practically every corner. We could find a sermon or worship service at the touch of a remote or radio button. It was a gluttonous buffet. Other parts of the world hadn't even had a morsel to taste. How had I never noticed this before? It seemed that there were more churches in our little American town than there were Christians in our entire country in North Africa. We tried to convey some of our fresh-eyed perspective to our friends, supporters, and church family. As we did the rounds this time, we, of course, had a lot more insight and passion in sharing about the needs in our field. For the most part, people seemed very responsive. Our stories moved them beyond the pages of National Geographic. They were latching onto the projects and wanting to participate. They committed to sending sewing supplies, investing in the microcredit projects, and doing whatever else they could do to help. Perhaps even more valuable was the spiritual and moral support they pledged, promising to pray for us on a daily basis. This was the beauty of raising our own support. While it did mean a lot more legwork and administration, it also raised a lot more awareness and transformed distant donors into real partners in the journey. While most of the response was positive, some people were still rather resistant to supporting our work because of the many misconceptions and stereotypes that now clung ever more tenaciously to the word Muslim. But we had Muslim friends we worked with every day, so the idea that every Muslim was a terrorist was ludicrous. Our friend Ali was more kind-hearted and gentle-natured than many Americans we'd ever worked with, or even than a lot of the Christians we knew. We wished we could just take